Speaking about the emes, Jonah pointed out that there's an akuda that I glossed over within the Eglei Tal that I want to present correctly and highlight in order to spread Torah's emes to add to yesterday's shiur. You know what? Take out your Eglei Tals. It's on your WhatsApp chat. Is everyone on the WhatsApp group?
Jimmy has a kosher phone.
So the Eglei Tal has a kasha. The Gemara says in Shabbos that if a guy picks up an otzitz and he moves it, he's chayiv mishum koitz. Right? So Tosfos says that that chiyuv has to be midrabbanan, because we paskin that an otzitz that's in the air is what? Is you're able to write a prosbul on it. That's the Gemara on Lamed Zayin, right? So the Memela, what? Tosfos says, has to be that what? We paskin that by spina is asui livroach, but if what? If you're holding an otzitz, so then what? It's mechuber midoraisa, and therefore that Gemara in Shabbos must only be what? Midrabban. That's what backs Tosfos knows that he's labdachking things, but he's forced to do that because he's adding up bole Gemaras, and this is a conclusion. He has to do that. The Eglei Tal asks the following question. He says, "What do you mean? But this guy in Shabbos Pei Aleph is walking. So if a svina is asi livroach because it's moving, right? So is this otzitz when this guy's moving." Right? So the Eglei Tal says the following. Talk to Eglei Tal. Look at the second page of the Eglei Tal, the later, with the piece starting with Betosis. He quotes our Tosfos. Go down six lines down. Oh, so he says chayv derabbanan. V'tzarchiyin. Frekleg Eglei Tal. V'tzarchiyin. Hakishalokach ha'otzitz biyado min akarka. Eino omi b'makom echad b'shas lekicha. That's what the Eglei Tal just asked, what I just said. You're walking with the otzit, so you're also like a sfina that's sailing. Now, you don't like this kasha, I agree with you. I wasn't convinced and compelled by this question, because I think there's a difference between a ship that's sailing and a guy that's holding on to an otzit about lavroach or not. But let's just take what he says, okay? So asks the Eglei Tal, according to you, Tosfos, if you hold Asuya Levroach is what? Asuya Levroach is what, according to Tosfos? Is detached. So then, and you know what? And a Svina what? That's Asuya Levroach is detached. So then you should also hold that if I'm holding an Otzit Naka that I'm walking, that's detached, and I should be what? Chayv midoraisa, Ben. Excellent. So why does Tosfos say it's chayv midrabbanan? That's the Eglei Tal's kasha. What?
So very.
Yeah.
Isn't the person putting it down? Isn't that what
it comes in? It doesn't matter. Once he picked it up and he was walking, it should be chayv toilish right there. That's the Eglei Tal's kasha. Okay. You don't like the kasha. You think the kasha is not meduyik. I'm asking to you, but let's assume he's right. Movement is movement. Zok the Eglei Tal, and this is what I said yesterday, Rabbi said, but this is the Nakuda that I didn't highlight what Jonah was right about, and there's going to be a nafkamina between what I presented yesterday and I presented today, and you'll see in a second. Zok the Eglei Tal, that's not shver, because Tosfos holds what? there's a running machlokes tanoim. Bameh is lachlik, which means what? Even in a situation of what? Of a spina that's asui levroyach, what? Rabbanan still subscribe that what? That what? That it's kubachubar even if it's asui levroyach, right? So Shabbos Be'alef could make sense within the world of the Gemara, correct? But within the world of the Rabbanan, sorry. Zok the Eglei Tal, Masha Enkin, the Rambam, who says Beferish, that he paskins what? Bameh is lefarish, which means by an asuya levroyach what? By an asuya levroyach what? Chevra. Everyone agrees, even Rabbonon, that what? That it's ketolush, and you would need goysheshes. Mimele comes out, the Rambam Lashita, so likule alma, your chai of what? Toilish when you're moving. That's the Nakuda. But it was all, and this is what Jonah pointed out, it was all dependent on the fact that the Glital is assuming that a guy who's moving with a pot is the same as a Sfina. Now, it gets back to Tosis and the Rambam and how they understood Bameh Lachlag or Bameh Lefarish. But that's what the Egle Tal is saying, the Rambam is Lishitoso. And now it's even more Geshmak, Zok the Egle Tal. Guess what? The Rambam never brings down the Gemara in Lamed Zayin that you could write a Prusbel on an Otzitz Nakov. Now, what's the Nafkamina between the way I presented it yesterday and the way I presented it today? The way I presented it yesterday was that according to the Rambam in Otzitz Al Gabi Yesedos, always Lefi the Egle Tal is going to be Talish. According to the Rambam. What I'm adding today, Leman Torah LaMito, which I realized I'm making a mistake within the Egle Tal. Egle Tal only said it by a moving Otzitz Nakov. It could be that the Egle Tal would agree if that thing was stationary and never moved, that it would be what? Kimuchubar.
So it's by a boat?
It's just like a boat. Yeah. A boat that's maybe anchored or whatever. Yeah. That's the Nakuda that changes. Again, it all comes back to the Rambam and Tosfos and Bameh Lachlag and Bameh Lefarish. But the Nakuda that I'm changing is that the Hechrich of the Egle Tal was just Shabbos Pei Aleph L'Choira, this Otzitz is also moving. So if this Otzitz is also moving, so then this should be exactly like a Sfina. So now the Rambam has to say, what do you say by a Sfina? The Rambam holds, by a Sfina, everyone holds that you need Goy Sheshes, and he wasn't paskening Rabbi Yehuda over Rabbanan. That was all the Nakuda that just changed. If you got it, you got it. If not, it's not the end of the world. It just would come out a little bit of an afkamina in terms of a stationary Otzitz Al Gabi Yesedos versus a not stationary Otzitz Al Gabi Yesedos. Stationary, it could be the Egle Tal would say it was Mechubar, because the Egle Tal was all based on Osui Libraya. Okay, everybody said. Now we're going to start, Chevra, the new Sugya, just straight, Marashi Taisis. I want to point out to you, Rabbi Yisai, this next Sugya, it's not like the Chidushin that are going to come out of my pockets. It's wild what comes out of this Gemara. I mean, like, you're not gonna believe what's gonna come out of this Gemara, which is why I decided there's not heavy lumdus on this Gemara, but just like what comes out of the Gemara Rashi Taisus over here, if you actually think about it and break it down, and it's not, I know the maps are a little scary, it's not so complicated. It's mamish wild. Mamish wild, in my opinion. Yeah. Prakti, you had a question.